Shabbat Salavetchik, Zecher Tzadik Livrocho, made an observation which really reflects the view of the Misnagdim. We could be accused of taking an approach which is dry, technical, and legalistic. What is our concern? Our concern is to understand Shas, understand the Rishonim, understand the Gedolei Achronim. But it's a legal process, it's a technical process, it's an intellectual process. But how does it relate to the conceptual aspect of what Yadus is? In terms of truly divining the spirit of the mitzvahs. And he gave the classic answer, and really I think the most striking form. And that is, he said, within the halachas, if one understands the halachas in sufficient depth, all the ruach chayim, all the spirituality is present. And perhaps even in a deeper sense, maybe that's the only legitimate means to come to that spirituality. He talked the oimek of the halacha. From that standpoint, I want to start with one observation. There's a halacha. It's a particular chumrah of Pesach, and in the world of kashrus, it keeps us busy. But yet we need to see it as the tip of the iceberg. That's why it's always been, in my own thinking, a very important touchstone. We know that chometz b'Pesach is one of those Isurim where there's no bittul. Normally a bittul meshishim, etc., sometimes 100, whatever, different, you know, possibilities and shots. But if there's no bittul, or something is an Isur, also b'mashahu, there's no bittul at all. One of the special aspects of Hilchos Pesach, that there's no bittul. Okay? So we tend to underscore the fact that Pesach is not an easy yontif to observe, to do it properly, that we are not naturally separated from chometz, because we eat chometz the whole year, and chometz is all around. You know, to say that we have to be concerned with chazer b'mashahu, not so likely. You know, I didn't bring chazer into my house the whole year that I have to worry that there's chazer b'mashahu. But chometz is all over the place. So it's a chomer de k'isar also. It's isakaris. So these are the themes that Tosus talks about in the very beginning of Masechta Pesachim. And why we're so concerned about keeping away from chometz, the difficulty of keeping away from chometz. But I divined in this something which talks to the whole issue of what this Chag is about. That we understand in the world in which we live, 40 years ago was barely starting to happen, 50 years ago didn't exist. The notion a person becomes a Balchuva. Comes about tshuva. So it's an entire metamorphosis in his life. So among the things that have to be transformed is his entire house is treif. The kash of the stove, throw out the dishes, whatever. It's a whole upheaval to get everything, you know, straightened out. So that world, well, that we see and we can relate to. When it comes to Pesach, what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told each one of us is we're that Baal Tshuva. We're the same. Everything that we did until now was kosher yesterday. Today it's treif. It is so treif. Even the slightest bit of it, the slightest marshal was treif. We have within ourselves the ability to transform ourselves. Chodesh Aviv, Pesach is b'Chodesh Aviv. Aviv is a schachas, is renewal, a new life cycle. The last life cycle has been plowed under. Now we start on something that wasn't here before. I served the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I can even be successful in serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Very famous Chazal, the Dovid HaMelech did tshuva for his failure to recognize his obligation and avodas Hashem yesterday that he recognized today. They did tshuva. So what's the pshat? It wasn't a chet. Talking about a chet, we're talking about he came to a higher madrega. Tshuva is that process of transformation, and it's not any different than the process of growth. Where does the Rambam end in Hilchos Tshuva, Rabbi Yisai? The last parak in the Rambam, parak Yud. The Rambam talks about being Oyver Hashem Me'ava. It's a very beautiful thing to be Oyver Me'ava, but why the end of Hilchos Tshuva? Because the reality is that Tshuva is the process of Avodah. It's no different. It's merely the question of where we start. But once we started, we're all in the same boat. Somebody starts, he has minuses. So he has to become the Baal Tshuva to get back to the starting point. But wherever I am, it doesn't suffice. The Goyen writes in Mishlei that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives me life for what reason? Solely for one reason. Not to run around the track again, as I did last year. For that, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't give me another year of life. But rather, to overcome the limitations and avoid this Hashem that I had until now. It's the sole reason that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives us life. So wherever I am presently, I accomplished a great deal, I have to have satisfaction in it. But there's a time that I have to ramp it up and I have to push to the next madriga. The first step in that is to realize that I'm deficient. I'm deficient because I erred, or I'm deficient because I didn't understand enough yet. I might not be at fault that I didn't understand, but I didn't understand. There's no difference why I didn't understand. At the end of the day, I didn't understand. And I didn't serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam at a higher level. So what do I have to do now? It's to go to the next step. The first step in going forward in anything in life is some measure of discomfort about where we're at. In anything that a person has to do. A person's a salesman and he wants to be a better salesman. So he has to be somewhat uncomfortable and stressed about what he's done until now. I'm in business and I want to expand the business. Have to be uncomfortable. And the same is true in Avodas Hashem. There's a point that we have to turn back and say, you know, very nice, but that I do not dare stay at this particular point. So what did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam do? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us a mitzvah of Pesach. And I walk into my house on Erev Pesach, and I'm no different than the Baal Tshuva. The whole place is treif. Absolutely treif. So treif that the tiniest drop of anything here will destroy anything that I want to do. That's how treif it is. What do I have to do? Kosherize everything. Throw the dishes out. The charis, nothing to do with them. Pots, kasher. And that's really the outer symbol of what we have to do. Pesach is chachas, as I said. The Mandiomer Nigmar Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud says the following: Benisin Nivra Ha'olam, Ubenisin Nigalu Avoseinu, Ubenisin Asidin Ligol. The other man, the Omer in the Gemara says, "B'tishrei nivra nivra olam, u'b'tishrei asidin ligol." All the man, the Omer in the Gemara agree that the gula asida is ischachos. It can only take place consistent with the time frame of Briyas Olam. Briyas Olam was a Nisan, and the gula asida will have to be a Nisan. If the Bria was in Tishrei, then the Gula Asid is in Tishrei. The Yenovi in Yishayo talks about HaShamayim HaChadoshim. The Bria is as if it being more renewed. Right again. Went to a new sphere. Pesach is that Eschachos. And that's the Ruach Chaim. What the yontif is. The halacha symbolizes what we have to do. It also, we examine in Parshas Bo, the first Korban Pesach, it describes the process of Avodah Tovas, how to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'achaltem oiso v'chipozon, v'akelchem v'yet v'deichem, right, in your hands, v'aleichem v'ragleichem. You have to be sitting with your staff, with your boots on, and ready to go. That's an anticipation of the gula, not just an intellectual process. I eat the Korban Pesach with a heightened sensitivity to the gula. I'm sitting with my coat on and my boots because I know at any second the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is going to knock and I have to go. This is not an intellectual process. Achal tovay sabichi posa. That's to experience something. It's the experience. It's to be margish, the sense, shchino. The sense that the Rabbeinu Shalom is about to knock, and I have to open the door and go. That was true in Pesach Mitzrayim. It's not true in any other Korban Pesach. What Rava says, the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, that the same is true for us. It's no different. Chayav Adam Lirois is Atzmai. A person has sense within himself, Kilu Hu Yotzam Mitzrayim. And the Rambam even goes a step further. Chayav Adam Laharis, meaning a person is so possessed with the feeling that he left Mitzrayim that when I look at him, it's self evident. The excitement is palpable. And Omar Rava comes from a pasuk, "Vayisanu hotzi misham." He took us out. But the Seder is not only, does not suffice to be an intellectual process. Yeah, there's a lot of intellectual process involved. But the intellectual process has to bring me to experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's an experience that I relate to in terms of, in an emotional sense. I was there, I did it. It's a different regish. I'm not reading about it from afar. But a person understands it here and now. And that's really what's necessary to take from the Chag. Why? Because the Ramchal tells us that where do we get the energy to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom? Where's the spiritual fire come from in a person? And the Ramchal says the spiritual fire comes from my recognition of the chesed that I received from the Rebbeinu Shalom. When I recognize the chesed that I received from the Rebbeinu Shalom, so I have a problem. As a mensch, I have to pay him back. Did something for me. How am I going to pay back the Rebbeinu Shalom? He did me a big favor, so I'll buy you a ticket to, you know, to Eretz Yisrael. You know, I'll send you, you know, a free meal, a gift certificate for you and your wife at the best restaurant in the city of New York. Okay, so I express our chorus of time. He did me a big favor. What am I going to do with the Rebbeinu Shalom? I can't send them to Hawaii. What am I going to do? Right. Chazal already confronted this problem. Asher lo sikach shoychat. It says in Chumash Dvar. So, Mr. Havmin, you think you can give shoychat to the Rebbeinu Shalom? So Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Chazal. Shoychat is shoychat mitzvahs. You might think that if we do mitzvahs, then the Rebbeinu Shalom is right off the Averus. You can't give shoychat to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So we can't pay the Rebbeinu Shalom. So all we can do is to attempt to listen to the Grasha, that which he asked of us. That's all we can do. So the more I understand that which the Rebbeinu Shalom did for me, and it's different when a person experienced it himself. When a person experienced it himself, is a whole different mitzvah. I can read about anything in the world. I had a very dear friend, Avram Ginsberg, Zechon of the Rocha, the Maral of Chavetz Chaim, his first yahrzeit just passed. So he once asked him about Schindler's List. So he said to me, Schindler's List, he said, is a good insight for a person that wasn't there. If you were there, there's no shaychas. A different mitzvahs. There's nothing that can capture it. So that's the achon of the Pesach, Rabbi Yisrael. The achon of the Pesach is to realize that it's the central point in our avodah. It's an effect where the new level or new level of avodah begins. And it'll run from now until next Pesach. And then, to cash it all in. There were two Hasidic Rebbes that were friends with each other before the Holocaust. And one of them moved to Eretz Yisrael, the one was still in Europe. So the one that was in Europe wrote to his Chaver in Eretz Yisrael if he should come to Eretz Yisrael or not, or he should stay in Europe. So his Chaver in Eretz Yisrael wrote him the following. He said, if you're ready to come to Eretz Yisrael to start your entire avodah from scratch, as if you're at zero, then it's worth coming. If you're not ready to do that, he says, so stay in Europe. That's in essence, that's what the Chag HaPesach is, Rabbi Yisrael. Almost everything else, this is Tzalocha, Mechaira, Tzalocha Durabonon. I don't know off the top of my head that we should assume that the Chavos HaMashu was an Issa D'Raisa. I don't think so. And not everyone necessarily even agrees. We know the Rabbeinu Chanan has a different gears than the Gemara. It doesn't hold the Chal that it's Issa Osa B'Mashu. But in this halacha lies the essence of the whole Chag. Chazal spoke with this one halacha of what the whole Yom Tov is about. Chassam Sofer writes that Chassam Sofer that in the Zman of the Migdash, so we had many mitzvahs achila. Now, when we talk about mitzvahs achila, I'm talking in the Cheftza. That is a cheftza that we're mechuyev to eat. It didn't cheftza. He says, Bizmaneinu. So then we had kochim of various types. Right? So a kayan could eat from kochim. Kochim, well, that were the things that we say in Ezer, we call Mishal Zvachim. We Yisraelim could eat from kochim kalam, echolam echolayir. There was truma to eat, there was maizu sheni to eat, all types of things, achilas that are a mitzvah. We should nechrov amigdish. So what remained? The only chefetz of shal mitzvah that remains is to eat matzah. There is, it happens to be, there's a mitzvah to eat on the first night of Sukkot, but that's really qualitatively different than eating matzah, and then different mitzvahs. So he says, of all the mitzvahs achila in the Torah, some sort of says we only have one left. That's it. So he says, if we only have one of all the mitzvahs achila left from the entire Torah, how much effort should we put into getting it right? To be medactic in every regard, that to be mekayim at the most chomerdikal level we possibly could, with all the tenoyim, and to make sure that everything's perfect. So I have one chance a year to do such a mitzvah. Is one of the migdash, okay, so I ate the kavon shlomo with less than the right kavonas. I wasn't so, okay, tomorrow I have another shot. Here we have one night a year, a mitzvah the rice of achila. How much effort the Chassam Sofer says should we put into it to see that we do it the right way? We have, you know, in the Seder, we have Netilas Yadayim the first time. So the Chok Yaakov, one of the Achronim that wrote in the Shulchan Aruch on Hilchas Pesach on the Daf. So we asked the Kasha. Now, the world has not followed the Shittas HaGro, nor the Shittas of the Shulchan Aruch in this halacha. Most of Klal Yisrael, most of the time, does not wash their hands if they dip a fruit, eat a wet fruit. Most of Klal Yisrael was makel historically. The Goyim came and made a big rush. It was such a rush, the Goyim said that Yom HaChuyiv to break a broch of Alatilas Yadayim, and it's not to wash, but mamish to make Alatilas Yadayim. The Shulchan Aruch also held that way. The Shulchan Aruch held without a bracha. The Gaon held with a bracha. So the Chofetz Chaim, it's Bachriya, you know, you have to wash, not to make a bracha, but not knowing like the Gaon. But Sof, the Chok Yaakov says, Acharei Gichlei Sakol, it's not the minig of Klal Yisrael, was not this way over all the days. So the Shaila is, so what do we have, what do we wash on the night of the Seder? For what? So there are two types of answers you can give to this question. One is that this is, you know, we do a lot of shinuyim, funny things, but I say that this is another funny thing that we do. You could say that. And you could say another thing. That in the night of the Seder, we attempt to have our avodah be the mahadra, the choladeus. Say no chanami. The whole year, Klal Yisrael was makel. The Masemach and Shidas Atayspis that the Gemara in Chulin talked about Netilas Yadayim for a dovash a tibula b'mashka, dipping a fruit into a liquid. That was legabi Tyrus, Taisus said. It has nothing to do with us. It's a different Tyrus. So Klal Yisrael was noyik in all the Dairus like Taisus, but on the night of the Seder, we acknowledge the fact that it's another level of halacha. Another level of halacha. And therefore, the whole avodah of Pesach is l'mahadran. What's the notion of avodah l'mahadran, Rabbi Yisai? No, my mailer from a big tzaddik. And my whole avodah is at that level. So good. So then I'm being entirely consistent. So recently, Rav Aaron Belza, was a tzal, the Belza Rebbe who survived the Holocaust, so from his earliest youth, he was a tzaddik nifla. But any chumrah or hanhoga toiva that he found in Musas, even in Musas form and Svarim, as being appropriate, he adopted for himself and he kept it. So the whole level of avodah is at that level, okay, verstehe. But our level is not, avodah is not at that level. So what are we out to do? On one hand, at least At least some of the time I should do it right. But there's yet something deeper than that. It's not only that. In the Shulchan Aruch we find, in the halachos of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that we are noyeg by Aseres Yemei Tshuva to be medaktik in the inyonim that we make them and throughout the whole year. For example, I mean, the most common example is in Pas Yisrael, the Machban Chavas Yisrael. Lidaiti, I cannot imagine that you're not supposed to be Machban Chalav Yisrael in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's a kol b'chema. The heter for Paspalder is in the Shulchan Aruch. The heter for the Stam Cholub is not in the Shulchan Aruch. Good. We have Baruch Hashem, great doilim that signed off. But we can't say that their heterim surpassed the heter of Paspalder. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. So, Stam Aruch is diktuk b'cholay yonim. So the Shaila is, what's it a diktuk? What's diktuk for that? For what reason? You know, the Dubna Magid once said the following. The Dubna Magid said, go to Bachasana. Come to Bachasana. So everyone in the Chasana, they're dressed well. They have a fancy dress, fancy clothes, they have jewelry. So what's the reality? The reality is that not everyone's a gvir. So Elamai, what happened? The gvir comes, it's his suit and it's his jewelry. The honey comes, he borrowed the clothes from one guy, his wife borrowed a necklace from someone else. You know, but at the chasen everyone looks the way they're supposed to look. He says, but if you want to know who's actually rich and poor, he says, go visit them a month after the chasen and see how they look. The gvir is still going to look like the gvir, and the oni is going to look like an oni. So he says, the same is true, he says, in our avodah, you come to Shul on Yom Kippur, ki chol ha'eidah kulam kedoshim. Everyone is fasting, and everyone is davening, and everyone has a kittel on, it's gevaldik. But who are the tzaddikim and who are not? He says, come back a month later. Come back in Yud Cheshvan and see what the world looks like. You'll have a much better idea of what the world is. So we cannot deceive the Rabbeinu Shalom. So what are we out to do? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik L'Vorcha, said the following. What we're out to do is to acknowledge for ourselves what is a worthy way of serving the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the way that's worthy to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom ultimately is with all the digdukim. That's the way it's worthy of serving the Rabbeinu Shalom. Elamai, I'm not at that level yet. That's true. But at least I acknowledge that that's where I have to go. That's where I want to wind up. I am not there. I'm not there yet. So a person can't, you know, be Ayyubin Hashem at a higher level than he's at. That we can't do. But at least it's an acknowledgement. Where's the goal? What am I headed? What should I be doing? And to express the fact that really I would want to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom like this all the time. So whatever the reasons, I'm not mucham lekach. I'm not in the madrega yet to do it. So that's the same Rabbeisai. That's the notion of the night of the Seder. You do everything the Mahadran. Why? Because to say that now, at this moment, when we experience the Gula, we feel the heightened sense of Akaras HaToyv to the Rabbeinu Shalom, so we acknowledge that this is the way really our Avodah should look in everything that we do. This is where it should be at. No, I'm not there yet, what can I do? Malasant. But an acknowledgement that this is the Avodah. So we wash our hands. Yeah, we make them a whole year. But the night of Pesach is not the night that we come to be Mekel. It's the night that we come with all the digdukim. Maybe that's also the Yesod. You know, we have almost a mysterious element in the halacha. You know, we talk about chometz is b'mashehu. The Nachmanim talk about Chumra de Pesach. Pesach is Chumra. It's Chumra, it's Koris, do it, etc. But it could be that that's the notion, the basic notion of it. That's the Yontif of Pesach. The Yontif of Pesach is what a Ravoidah should be. At the highest, highest level that it could conceivably be. Nope. So what did Chazal tell us? Right, that we need Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag to be Meichan. From Purim and on. From Purim and on, we have to start to be Meichan Achag. So I wanted to look a little bit at some of the basic halachas. I mentioned the fact that chometz is osur b'mashal. It's osur b'mashal when on Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, it's bottle b'shisha. But on Yom Tov itself, chometz is osur b'mashal. Now, what are the implications of it being osur b'mashal? So there we have a machlokes of the Mechaber and the Ramo, Tov Mem Zayin Sif Yud. Besides the din bittel, we have another halacha of Nois and Tamlet Gap. So how does that fit in with Pesach? So the Mechaber says that despite the fact that there's an Isser B'Mashahu, but there's still a Din Nois and Tamlet Gap. It's not in the parasha altogether. And the Ramah follows those Rishonim that say that Nois and Tamlet Gap is also awesome. Even that's already too connected with the chometz to be mutter. You know, ultimately, I guess it's not better than Masha. It's a subject of a worthy subject for a shir of what that machloekes is. Rishayim. But the notion that even nois and tam levgam is awesome. Like normally, nois and tam levgam means if I take a kli and I used it for fleishiks. And 24 hours later, I cooked milk in it. So the milk is mutter. And that's a pretty ironclad principle in the halacha, with rare exception. Pesach being the exception. Lois and Tam Levgam. What happened? There's nothing here. The whole year is bottled. It's a garbage. It's nothing to it. Pesach, there are no nothings. So. Here's where we start, and it was Pesach. And that's why, by and large, Bizmaneinu, you know, we're very, very careful to prepare, especially commercially, all the food before Pesach. We don't prepare, none of it is made on Yom Tov. Some Sefer, when did he bake his matzah mitzvah? On the night of Yom Tov. On the night of Yom Tov, looks like on the way home from shul, he went to the matzah bakery, and he baked the matzah mitzvah. And then he went home and he ate the matzahs, but he baked them on Yom Tov itself. Now, that's a pretty difficult job, to make matzahs after his manisa, to make sure there's not even a mashu of chametz. Yeah. Let's look. Come at this from one other standpoint. Let's come at it from one other standpoint. Ramea Simcha writes in the Meshech Chochma, Madaik in Yerushalmi, at the beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah. He says chometz was part. A necessary part of the service of the Avodah of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So how he says, we don't know exactly. He says, Chazal, you know, don't dwell upon all the protim of how the Ovdei Avodah Zarah did that thing. But it's apparent in Chazal that the chometz was a chelik of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's really reflected in the Rambam and the Sefer Amora. Right, the Ramban quotes it at the beginning of Chumash Vayikra. Right, we have a lav called Sa'ir V'chol Dvar Shlo Satir V'menu Isha L'Hashem. That we can't bring Sa'ir extracts of fruits, and Sa'ir and any chometz cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer Amora, the Ramban quotes it in Chumash, that this is to be marchikos from the derech of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. The Oivdei Avodah Zarah used these things in their Avodah. So therefore the Rabbi Rishon was marchik or Avodah from them. So Ramei HaSimcha has opened the door to us. Understand what was the process, the transformation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Malachi Ashoras came and said, Alolo Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Alolo Oivdei Avodah Zarah. We were so much a part of Mitzrayim that we were Oivdei Avodah Zarah too. So what did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam do? He gave us Korban Pesach. What do we read on the first day of Yom Tov? Mishchu Kulachem Tzayim. So Rashi has two interpretations in Parshas Boya, this Parsha. On one parsha, one interpretation Rashi tells us is Mishchu Yedeichem and Avodah Zarah, Kulachem Tzayim V'Shachatu HaPosach. So the Korban Pesach was the tangible means by which we began to extricate ourselves from Avodah Zarah. Why? What did the Mitzvah worship? The Tzleh, the sheep. Right, he lo yuchlar amitzum lechol esevrum lechem. Right, roye tzon they despised. That was the excuse that Yosef told Paro. They have to sit in Goshen. This is culturally, it's not a good mix. They can't live amongst the Egyptians. That's not going to go down well. So by taking the deity of Mitzrayim and shechting it, so this was a concrete step. Within ourselves are being mevatel Avodah Zarah. Now, what comes out from Ramei HaSimcha is that the Isra of Chometz and Mitzvah's Matzah is not just another thing that happens to be on that Chag. You know? It happens to be, yeah, we ran out of Mitzrayim, it was a rush, we had to make matzahs, you know. But in and of itself, it's not connected to the essential aspect of the Chag from that standpoint. But according to Ramei HaSimcha, it goes right to the heart of the Chag. The Chag was to transform ourselves. Whatever baggage we have adopted from the culture in which we live is to shed it and to come back to a pure service or a pure service of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The matzah is as big a step as the Korban Pesach. Because chometz was a chelik of the avodah of the avodah of the avodah zor. So the matzah was the harchoka, the step away from avodah zor. No less so than the mishchu chulachem tzay. If I state and shine a little bit differently, the posik, when the posik says about the Korban Pesach, a matzah sumrerim yachlu. The matzah and the Korban Pesach, those are not two separate things. It's one thing. It's two parts of the same thing. Really, the Korban Pesach is dafka with matzah, not just by Erev Teuchlu matzah, but it's a matzah semarom yachlu. Our avodah is a different avodah than the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. What they worship, we sacrifice to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They won't bring a korban without chometz. What do we put together with the Korban Pesach? Matzah. And then we can understand, where do you find, where else in the halacha do you find that there's no bittul? And there's a din, you have to get it out of your rishus. By all the yisurim in the world, there's no din, I have to get rid of yisurim. I can't buy a dvar yisur, that's something else. I can't buy a dvar isa. I can't go and buy tray for food. That's also. Mashallah, also the rice, also the rabbonim. Also there it is. Chloridibro, no question. I see a simon in the Shulchan Aruch. A forgotten simon in the Shulchan Aruch. But a simon in the Shulchan Aruch. But if I acquired it, a guy owed me money and he went bankrupt, and in the receivership I received a warehouse full of chazer, so I don't have to, I'm not mechuyev to throw it out. Take it and I sell it and I cash it in and I take my money and it's fine. Chometz mitamol ha'isa. Not only I can't eat chometz, okay, you can own chometz. Get rid of chometz. And all the macholos asuras in the entire Torah, there's no such thing. But in Avodah Zarah is such a thing. Avodah Zarah, there's no bittul by Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah has the same thing. That after Yoylech Liyam HaGodol, throw it out. Even the bittul of chometz, where did we learn the bittul of chometz from? Right? There are two shittas in the Rishonim and bittul. Right? There's the shittas of Tosfos and the Ran. The bittul is hefka. So good, that's a choshen mishpatika then. What does the Ramban hold? And Mastava Rashi holds that way also. That what's bittul? So bittul we find by Avodah Zarah. There's a mevatel Avodah Zarah. I no longer. That's different. It's a question. There's no Easter to get rid of it. That's a different din. That's a question that the Surim, that you either the Mishnah and Tmura, so that you shouldn't be nich, some there's a mitzvah to get rid of, and some, Yisurei, no, it's just that you have to be mekaver them, so you shouldn't be nichshal in them. But the Ramban talks about this, it didn't bittle by Avodah Zarah too. It can be mevatel in Avodah Zarah. The Ramban, you look in the Ramban in the first parak. So where the din bittul comes from, it's parallel to Avodah Zarah. So according to Rameya Simcha, it's all understandable. Because that was the Avodah of Pesach. The chometz and the matzah is a din and bittul Avodah Zarah, taking a step away from the Avodah Zarah. That's what Rameya Simcha writes. And really that's before in the Rambam and the Sefer HaMoritah. So a meila that it parallels the dinei Avodah Zarah, that there's no bittul, that you have to get it out of your rishus, is all dinei by Avodah Zarah. So this again goes to the heart of what Pesach is. What is Pesach? Is all the baggage that we have from society, from the world in which we live in, is to clean that out too. So we talked about tonight that the Isra Chomaz B'mashahu, that everything around me is treif. I have to begin his chachas and Avodas Hashem. Chomaz is also freeing ourselves from the worldly influences around us. So we talked a little bit how the halachas reflect the basic Isaidas of the chach. Good night, Rabbi.
It's an idea trying to do everything right. It's one of those things where you have people who, you know, not so careful. If it's written in the natural house, they have to do it.